This is episode 2117 of the Who Cares News for Friday, December 24th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
So there is an answer from the city of New York about New Year's Eve in Times Square. Looks like they are going to continue to have it and let some people come, but not all. About a quarter of the normal amount of people they let in there.
Wow.
They're going to allow in on New Year's Eve, but they must show proof of vaccination and they must be wearing a mask. So
what, they're going to have people standing at every corner to check vaccinations?
I guess. I suppose they'll have some sort of way to let people enter in. I think they probably do anyway. They probably have some sort of barricades. If you're trying to go to Times Square this year, I would recommend you go early. The line is going to be a real bitch. So as you get in, unless your name's Ryan Seacrest. So that's happening. But the Miss World pageant has been canceled, and the Miss World pageant is going to lose millions of dollars because they've shut down because of COVID. 23 of the contestants have COVID. Like they're like the NFL, man. What's going on there?
And they all went on a huddle together.
All right. Is that crazy?
Jeez.
Anyway, it's time for the Who Cares News. Morgan, what's up?
Wheel of Fortune.
Ah, yes.
Robs contestant of an SUV, but a Christmas miracle happens.
Wait, what?
Yes, there's my headlines.
Oh, my gosh.
So Charlene Rubish solved the puzzle.
Yep.
So that's when the outrage started, right
she
there.
She solves the puzzle, and then there's an outrage.
Oh, yeah. So she was denied an Audi Q3 SUV due to a technicality on Tuesday's episode.
Oh, I didn't watch Tuesday's episode. I didn't watch yesterday's. I didn't watch, but I don't watch Wheel of Fortune, hardly anymore.
While solving a bonus round, Charlene first guessed choosing the right card.
That wasn't the answer. Yeah, that's a dumb phrase. That was
so she tried again. Choosing the right word, she said, with a delay before the buzzer.
All right, I bet that was the right. That was a winning phrase, right?
That is a winning phrase.
And she didn't get the car?
No.
Why?
Vanna White appeared.
Yeah.
To begin clapping.
Oh yeah.
But Pat Sajak told Charlene that the phrase needed to be more continuous.
Oh, come on, Pat. What's with you, dude? She said it right.
Spaces.
She got it in under the buzzer. She gets the car, dude.
Nope. No Audi for Charlene.
Yeah, right?
Now, fans, including a Jeopardy champ, Alex Jacob, complained on Twitter that Charlene got robbed.
She was robbed.
She was robbed. So on Wednesday, Audi USA apparently agreed to give her a Q3.
Yeah. Really? Wow. Twitter works, kids. Twitter works. Look at that. Oh, my God. All's well and ends well. Christmas miracle, right?
I guess so.
Audi's going to give her a car.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Good for Audi. It's a Christmas miracle.
It is. Well, Mariah Carey paid a visit to a McDonald's location in Aspen.
Oh, God.
Not a regular one, like down here in Los Angeles.
Well, yeah, where she was in Aspen. So where's the nearest McDonald's? I didn't know they even had McDonald's in Aspen.
I didn't think they would allow them in Aspen.
Yeah, they don't allow them in Carmel, but okay.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right, so she was going to check out her new Mariah menu on Wednesday.
Oh, I'm sure she was.
And she overdressed to impress.
She overdressed to impress?
Yeah, plunging red gown covered with sparkling crystals.
Wait.
Plus matching heels,
she must have been on her way to a show and decided she'd stop by and get a Big Mac.
Maybe people dress up to go to McDonald's.
I've not seen that.
After hitting the drive-thru with her 10-year-old twins.
Oh, she had the twins. Okay.
Yeah, Mimi donned a bedazzled face mask, and she made her way into the restaurant.
What, did she have a complaint? Did she not
Well, they don't say if the bedazzled face mask matched the heels and the dress.
Oh. Mm.
Now, see, that leaves the wondering people out there, you know, thirsting for more.
I'm thirsting because she's wearing a damn sequined gown to McDonald's.
Well, needless to say,
kids in tow.
It wasn't long before the team, you know, at McDonald's recognized her.
Well, yeah, how do you miss this?
Because if they didn't recognize her, then we would have a problem.
And oh, by the way, on the McDonald's ads, she's wearing a red sequined gown on the Mariah menu
in Aspen. It's probably where it's cold.
And so here she walks in with this gown, which I'm sure resembled the gown that she's wearing in the poster that's in their lobby. Not hard to recognize her. Oh, you're her. Wait, you're her. What are you doing here?
I know. All right? I want for Christmas is you. So she goes, well, we're just here, and the kids wanted to go to McDonald's.
Jeez, sure.
I just need a cheeseburger. I don't know who to ask. Is there like a manager or...
somebody needs to teach Mariah. She used to buy cheeseburgers before she was famous. Yeah. She can't possibly not know how
to order buy a cheeseburger.
A cheeseburger from McDonald's anymore. You just don't forget that.
You don't need to talk to the manager to buy a cheeseburger.
Now, wait a second. Now, I will say this. The last time I was inside a McDonald's, because pandemic, I go through the drive-thru all the time, it looks like nobody's there.
Yeah.
You go in there and they got plexiglass everywhere and they have fewer cash registers now. And there's people wandering around in the back, but it's like, who's going to take my order? Like, and then it says, place your order here on the kiosk. Remember that?
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure she didn't want to break a nail.
Well, if it's a kiosk, her 10-year-olds probably know how to work it.
Well, yeah, true.
She says, I just need a cheeseburger. But the whole, I don't know who to ask. Really?
Really?
Once it's out of your mouth, Mariah, it's
she just stays wanted
forever.
Attention. She just wants some attention. That's all.
So no word on whether Mimi got her meal and her cheeseburger.
She got her cheeseburger.
But she did.
Of
course she did.
She got it for free, too.
Well, of course she did. I guarantee you that. And she made time to snap some selfies with stunned staffers.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Spread a little Christmas cheer in style.
That's cool. Well, at least she was up for that, because I know there's a lot of stars that just they won't do that. But why would she have walked into the McDonald's to begin
all
with?
All dressed up.
Because she wanted to be noticed.
Yep.
It wasn't like she was dressed down with big sunglasses and a baseball cap and her hair tied up and she's wearing holy jeans and stuff. She's in a stinking sequin gown, by God, because that's what Mariah Carey wears every damn
day. Everywhere she goes.
You know, I've been watching these Caesar's Sportsbook commercials with Halle Berry as Cleopatra. She's really good
really?
As Cleopatra, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, she's got work.
I haven't
seen him. She's got work. Somebody should get work. All right, that's it for us today. We will have more Who Cares for you on Monday. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.